Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, June the 13th. It's National Weed Your Garden Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Greg with three G's at the Big V. You know, he's always been afraid of growing fruit in his yard. Finally, he decided to grow a pear. Let's start with Sir and the weather.
A lovely Monday indeed. Currently 20 degrees, working our way up to a high of only 21 today under mostly sunny skies and looking like a little bit of rain perhaps for tomorrow. And on National Weed Your Garden Day, today's random shout-out goes to my Uncle Bernie. You know, he's getting older, not that that has anything to do with it, and really loves gardening. It's been so dry where he lives recently that he saw a new shoot coming up out of the ground. He got so excited that he wet his plants. And the head shake from Sneak.
One of the best gardening tips is to stay in control of your garden. Unfortunately, weeds grow fast, very fast. They grow so well, I've often thought that we should switch up plants and weeds, start cultivating the other one instead. We've been trying to get someone to redo our garden, but we're not having much luck. We found several landscape gardeners, but our garden is portrait. And it, weird things keep happening to us. As we suspected, somebody has been adding soil to the back garden. The plot thickens. Here's a fact for today. Did you know that most garden statues are only 30 centimeters tall and wear red hats? That's a little gnome fact.
Oh, God.
Finally, Rain and I were going to stabilize some tomato plants that we have on the deck. And she said that what we really need is a good stake. And I told her what we first have to get is a wooden cow.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
All right, let's listen in to Tunes with Tameek. Tameek, at the garden store on the weekend, I thought I saw Michael J. Fox. But I wasn't sure if it was him, though, because he had his back to the fuchsias.
Oh, man. So, I'm going to give you the song in a second, but I saw a quote today from one of the people that I follow on Twitter by the name of Mariam Hosnea. And she says, the difference between a flower and a weed is judgment. And I said, you know, that's actually kind of true.
Yes.
Because as much as dandelions are weeds, they also have a lot of healing properties, you know? So think about that next time you get a little mad at them dandelions that pop up ever so often and frequently.
They're such a beautiful color.
They're a lovely color. So the song for today is by an artist by the name of Laura Mbula. I believe that is how you pronounce her last name. I first came into knowledge of Laura, I think, back in 2013 or 2014. And apparently, she's from England, and she was substitute teaching when she decided, I'm going to start writing songs. And the rest is history. So those of you that are teaching right now and have a little side hustle, who knows, your side hustle might become your permanent hustle. But she has a song called Green Garden, and it's a beautiful song. And she wrote it out of memory from when she moved to Birmingham in England, moved from a place where it was a lot of concrete and not a lot of green, and then suddenly was introduced to a space where there's lots of green and lots of garden. And she says, take me outside, sit in the green garden, nobody out there, but it's okay now. Bathe in the sunlight, don't mind if the rain falls. Take me outside, sit in the green garden. And I'll fly on the wings of a butterfly, high as a treetop and down again, putting my bag down, taking my shoes off, walk on the carpet of green velvet. So, if you have a moment today, just get out there. You know, they call it grounding, when you just walk on the ground with your bare feet. And just take a moment out there. Whether you have weeds or not, doesn't matter.
Just get out there.
Just get out there and enjoy a little time outside in your garden, if you have one, if you're lucky enough to have one. And that is my pick today, Laura Mbula. Green Garden.
Excellent. Okay, we got that added to the playlist. Vice Principal Botnick And I will be heading out to the courtyard a little bit later to inspect the tree. Hopefully we don't get clonked in the head by that hanging branch.
It's a big one.
That whole tree's looking a bit suspect, sir. I think you should maybe take some action out there. I know you want to, but
one shot.
I think it might be time. All right, let us slide into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Kmart's Gardening Department. Venturo, they've got these great little overhangs to protect your garden from rabbits.
Yeah.
The awning of the cage of asparagus.
All right, guys, it's Monday and it's time for Monday's motivation. You know, it's so therapeutic, like when I go outside to get out those little weeds out of my garden, right? So that my veggies can come through and grow, right? And we do that so that the vegetables will have all the space to grow and thrive, right? And get all the sunlight and not have the weeds bog it down, right? Now, what I want you to do for this week is I want you to tend to the garden of your thoughts and keep your mind free of weeds. Remember that thoughts become things, and we become what we think about a lot, right? So imagine your mind as a garden. Positive thoughts are beautiful flowers that brighten your life. Negative thoughts are the ugly weeds that spread and suffocate the flowers. Now, how do you tend to your garden, the garden of your mind? You tend to the garden of your mind by doing things like yoga, meditation, inspirational reading, or hanging out with beautiful people like the wise guys and girls. So for this week, tend to the garden of your mind. Listen to us and get some inspiration from some book or hanging out with some great people. That's it. From Ventures with Venturo.
Beautiful, beautiful thoughts. And it's a perfect time. As it's Monday, it's time for Monday's mystery.
Oh. It's a mystery as to who's going to do it today. Should we give it a go?
Give it a go, sir.
All right, until the officer has service again, did you know there's a rare Sherlock Holmes story totally focused on botany? Right at the end, Watson comes over and asks Holmes what he was planting. And of course, Holmes responds,
As a Scotsman, I've always wondered why the Scots pick the wheat as the national flower. Well... All right. I'm going to try this again, and maybe it won't be all staccato. The Monday's mystery. Why is it that the Scots picked a weed as their national emblem? Is it because they keep showing up where they're not wanted?
Sir, can you tell us what it is that Holmes said when Watson said, what is that plant that you were planting in your garden?
It's a lemon tree, my dear Watson. All right, 2-for-1 in the mystery department today on the Wise Guys.
Seamless.
All right, we gotta get out of here, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for joining us this week. Have a great Monday. Hey, just as we're getting ready to move, Rain wants me to choose between a music system and garden tools. And for me, that was an easy call. Hose before hose. Oh, goodness. Have a great
you were getting envious.
We are the wise guys and girl. Leave you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.